This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. On an early fall morning, I found myself sitting on a rock on a rocky hillside in grassland and waiting for the sun to crest the hills behind me. "Come on, sunshine," I said quietly as I glassed the grassland and the nearby slopes. It had been a very cold night before, and I was trying to thaw out. I was deer hunting, something I've done every fall for over 40 years. I love fall, and for me, and for Ms. Mosquiti, too, for us, it's a season of hunt and gather, a tag to hunt deer, a permit to cut firewood, a Christmas tree tag. Oh, and for many years, you know, I had a native plant nursery, and fall is just this amazing time to gather seed of all sorts of plants. And even though I'm sort of retired, I'm not able to pass up a cliff rose or a mountain mahogany or maybe some acorns that just fell off that gamble oak. I can't pass those up. Fall is the season of hunt and gather. You know, the marvelous thing about sitting on my butt and watching and searching all around me is that all the things you see, all the things you think about, sometimes I pull a small notebook from my pack and scrawl a list or some ideas. I'll make a list of plants I'm sitting in or the birds that I see flying around me. I'm telling you that in a world that feels like it's gone awry, sitting on a rock in the borderlands, in this grassland, that is a very good thing. You know, this is crazy wonderful. I was only 15 miles from the U.S.-Mexican border, 15 miles from another language, from other cultures. Isn't that wonderful? And, let's see. And as I sat there, I'm thinking, well, what, you know, 150, 200 years ago, maybe an Apache woman, an Apache man sat on this same rock. Or not 10 miles away. Now, this I knew, not 10 miles away. The husband-wife team botanist Sarah and John Lemon collected plants in the early 1880s. And so my mind wanders until I remember that, I'm deer hunting. So, listen, I got to tell you about that grassland. It was just magnificent. Many, many native grasses, many mixed in with the exotic native, layman's love grass, not native, layman's love grass. But they were all mixed together. And the bunch grasses, oh my gosh, they're glorious in the fall. They're glorious. They turn to this glorious colors into the fall, pastel reds, yellows, browns, greens. And you know, it was late in the season, so much of the seed had fallen from those grasses. But when the sun came over the hills behind me, glory, hallelujah, many of the remaining seed heads glistened in that light. One bunch grass still had full stems of seed shining in the mix. Oh, I got to get some of that, muttered Mr. Hunt and Gather. The grass was woolly bunchgrass. It's Elaeonurus barbacomus. I like woolly bunchgrass. Elaeonurus barbacomus. Elaeonurus, combination of two Greek words meaning mouse tail. Barbacomus, a specific epithet. Barba, beard. Comus, stem. So bearded stem. And listen, if you wanted to find or see woolly bunchgrass, you would search dry, rocky slopes and plains in desert grassland, like where I was sitting and warming up on a recent fall morning. And yeah, I did collect some seed of woolly bunchgrass. Hey, it's a season of hunt and gather in the borderlands. And the borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.